Let's be clear from the beginning. If you're expecting Broadway's Spring Awakening,
Mama, who bore me? Mama, who gave me? Mama, the angels who made me so sad. Mama, who bore me?
The one that won 8 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. This is not it. This is the seminal piece of theater written by Frank Wedekind in 1890 and translated by Jonathan Franzen. You might recognize his name. Last year, he was on Time magazine's cover, touted as the next great American author for a novel he wrote called Freedom. This Spring Awakening is subtitled A Children's Tragedy. And ASFA theater instructor Jonathan Fuller says it's a far cry from the musical.
I think the Broadway rock musical was a lot more salacious. This play is totally about adolescence and teen sexuality, but rather than kind of being exploitative, it really kind of pulls back a little bit.
There is the suggestion that one of the girls is abused by her parents, and the characters Melchior and Wendla make love, but Fuller says not as graphically as they did on the Broadway stage.
I swore on a stack of Shakespeare that everything that we would do would be PG-13, no more than that. So it might be a little challenging for a 9th or a 10th grader, certainly, but hey, heck, I've seen a lot worse in PG-13 movies.
Why are you giving me that funny look?
Have you already been feeling them?
What?
How did you put
masculine stirrings?
Simon Oliver plays Melchior, the intelligent kid with the more liberal mother. Melchior is very textbook smart about puberty and the human body, but he's still trying to figure it out in real life. Oliver says it all feels very familiar.
I mean, I've experienced this stuff before, you know, not knowing what's going on, not understanding, not having someone to tell you exactly what you're feeling and why you're feeling it, you know, and having the awkward tension with the person who you like so much, you know, and wanting to ask them, but not being able to, you know. That's something I could definitely relate to, you know, and I think every teenage boy could relate to it.
You know, it's awkward when you go through it the first time, and to have to do it again is kind of miserable. Nobody wants to go through puberty twice.
18-year-old Selena Boyer plays Wendla, the young girl who sleeps with Melchior.
My biggest challenge is mentally to go back and pretend like I don't know what's going on with my body and I don't know, you know, how the world works and where babies come from, and to have that innocence of the lack of knowledge, because I do, and I was fortunate enough to grow up in a home where, you know, my mother talked openly about it. Here's a book. You know, read it and have, if you have any questions. But to go back to that state of just ignorance is hard.
ASFA sophomore PJ Washington plays Moritz, the young teen who comes to Melchior for answers. Washington says the play captures the emotional roller coaster many teens experience.
I'm from Aliceville, Alabama, population 0, and we all sometimes have questions that we feel like are not necessarily societally acceptable, and sometimes we will hold our questions just because we don't want to ask them.
Again, director Jonathan Fuller.
We're doing this, basically this play that was written, you know, in the time of German Expressionism, you know, about the time of Freud, and dealing with like really a really repressive society.
It's kind of interesting to talk about the period in which the piece is based and written and compare that to now when, you know, you've got a cast of kids that are exposed to sexual images left and right on the internet and movies. And the level of exchange about this kind of stuff with your peers, I'm sure, is much higher. There's not that same kind of repression.
Right. I've actually put this script out on the front desk and said, you know, sent an email out to the parents and said, guys, come read this. There is a little sexuality in this. There is a little sadomasochistic stuff going on that's kind of twisted. There's a gay kiss in this thing. And I said, I want you to read this. I've promised it's going to be PG-13. I think we've done it, certainly. But if you got any problems with that, you know, let me know. And, you know, your kid doesn't have to be a part of it.
Fuller says several students opted out of even auditioning for Spring Awakening. And one parent complained about the gay scene. But he hopes once it's on stage, the audience will agree. It's a timeless story that holds lessons for anyone who's ever been a teenager. For WBHM, I'm Tanya Ott.